Well, it's time for an eyewitness report coming at you on KJO. We have Joanne in studio today. Joanne, how are you doing? Welcome back. I know we had you as an author a while back.
Yes.
And we'll have you get a little closer to that microphone right there, and so that everybody can hear what you have coming up for them at the YMCA.
Ah, thank you. Yes, I'm Joanne Williams, and I'm a local therapist, and I usually deal with anxiety reduction and post-traumatic stress disorder recovery, but this is kind of a new thing for actually this community, as well as for me. This is a parenting group that's going to be, it's called the Real Life Parenting Solutions course at the Y, and it's going to be March 19th, but I have two introductory classes. One is 1 week from today, Thursday, 6 p.m.
It's on the way.
It is. And then on Saturday, I want people to kind of meet me, experience this, and have some tools when they leave. And so they will have immediate tools and practical ways to make their life and their family's life calmer and feel more connected right now.
Definitely, which is such an important thing, especially these days.
I agree. I think parenting is harder than ever.
Yeah.
And I hear so many times it feels like it's a battlefield my own house, you know, and I want parents to really understand there are skills to learn that can really help. And one of the things that in the course they will leave with is a parenting toolkit. And it's to use for every age and stage. So you learn these techniques once, and you can use them forever.
Excellent. And carry them with you. Pass them on, even.
Absolutely. Generations you can change. I've used it with my children. I get to witness my kids using it with their kids, or I see my healthy grandchildren because of these same skills.
That is awesome. Is that what inspired you to get this program going?
It is. And also just hearing, I was at a baseball game, and I heard a parent in front of me say, well, we can't hit them anymore, so there's nothing we can do. And it shocked me to understand there's nothing between hitting and nothing to do. There's skills. And that's really, really, really why I want to provide some practical ways to help parents in this complicated world to be able to have these things. And even in the preview classes, they'll walk away with a technique. We're going to experience some things, and also a worksheet that they have 5 quick connect activities.
Excellent. Can you explain some of those activities?
Yeah. Well, it's so simple. It doesn't have to be that hard to connect. But what I find is parents don't even know maybe even a question that could be asked to start, maybe at the dinner table. Every night you ask, what made you smile? What was it that made you sad? Or even what did you learn today? But this has 5 separate activities that they can practice very simply. A little jar to put things in that you did that wasn't finished, but you're progressing. I'm learning something about this to an end, but we're not there yet. So it's not about what they actually accomplish. It's about the process that they're doing it.
Yeah, and not trying to be perfect in it because...
Oh, no.
But maybe that's what maybe stops some of these parents from asking these super simple questions. It can't be that easy. It's got to be complicated. It's got to be thought out and deep. But
it doesn't. And that's what I really want to get across. These are simple. Literally tools you can use, learn once and use forever that don't have to be that hard. And I really want people or parents not to feel shamed or blamed about this. These are skills you do have to learn like anything in life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just because you're a parent doesn't mean you're done learning things.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
And one of the things that the other reason I really want to do this group, again, the previews will be next Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Y conference room, and then again on Saturday, is because I have discovered, again as a therapist, that one of the largest technological risks that will affect every parent and child, every household right now, and the antidote to it. But this largest technological risk is called relational AI platforms. It's not ChatGPT where you do research and such. But these AR platforms explicitly designed to always be available 24/7 to be a friend to the person of the kid, usually, instead of the parent. And they're always agreeable. They're always validating, never challenging or They will impede your child's intellectual as well as emotional intelligence and development because there's no critical thinking or relationship challenges where real life skills are learned.
Yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong with a real human connection. Like, that is so vital, especially to children as they're growing up in those developmental stages. They need that. I mean, everybody needs it.
Everybody. But that's the antidote. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what the research shows, that strong relationship with parents and family members reduce risks like substance abuse, sexual decision-making, violence, and again, emotional health. And I'm going to add the relational AI and social media because these studies highlight two different key protective factors, parent, family connection, and school connection. Especially when these bonds are nurtured between the ages 7 and 12, they can be protective to your children for some of the most seductive risks for kids with drugs, alcohol, smoking, violence, and even making sexual decisions and for their emotional health. And that's really why this parenting group is directed at parents ages 6 to 11. But connection with your kids is this number one thing that needs to really be strong. And it's one of the three foundational pillars that we're going to cover in the course.
Excellent. And now if folks wanted to learn more about the course or to sign up, because these first two are free, but once they've gone to those, and they're like, I want to be a part of this, what do they have to do?
They just have to go to the Grants Pass YMC website, and they can see right there for the preview, I call them preview or introductory classes, they can sign up there, or for the class itself, which again will be on Thursday, the 19th of March. It will start Thursday night at 6. But these are going to be something that I integrate what I call real life psychology, tools that work in the kitchen, the car rides, the bedtime routines, and homework battles that builds connection instead of chaos.
Excellent. All right. And if they want to get in touch with you, how do they do that?
They can go to my website, which is servicedogpro.com. There'll be more information about the course there. And servicedogpro.com. Also, I put flyers up. There's at the Grants Pass Library and around town as well. There's going to be just a small group, so space is absolutely limited. But please join me because really to the ultimate goal is let's build stronger connections, not only with our families, but a community.
Excellent. I like the sound of that. Well, man, 11. Joanne, anything else before I let you go?
I would just say, understand that connection is the foundation of influence, and research really shows that strong parent-child connection protects your kids from these high-risk behaviors and strengthens their emotional health.
Excellent. Joanne, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on board here with us. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Alex.
Absolutely. And thank you for joining us for this Eyewitness Report right here on KJO.